Now, here we are, and it's Nevin time. I missed you last week. I was away. I was away in Malahide.
So you didn't go too far.
Like, there was nowhere to go. I went as far as Malahide Castle for a walk and down the beach. So I had nowhere to go, good. For God's sake.
Bit of fresh air.
A few days off, and back into it now all this week.
Good.
Full of vim and vigour and everything. So I hope you didn't miss me too much.
Listen, come on. Of course I missed you.
I did a bit of cooking while we were missing from each other. I did, yeah. I destroyed something, but I'm not discussing it. But anyway, next time. So what have you got for me today?
I've got a very lovely comfort dish and then a little treat. So we're going to do a speedy cock-a-van, which is like a very classic kind of chicken casserole, and it's using the chicken thighs, but you can use chicken breast, but I think the leg meat has more flavour for something like this, but it's a speedy one.
This will be the French now.
Yes.
Now, come here, before we go any further, do you need special apparatus for this, because it's quick? Do you have to have... No, good. Okay.
Any kind of casserole pot, you don't need anything. I mean, like, you can do it in a pan. I'm using boneless chicken thighs, which are good value, full of flavour. You just toss them in a little bit of seasoned flour, and then you just fry them in a little bit of oil and butter. Using rapeseed or olive oil, it doesn't really matter. So you seal them off. Now, you don't have to get them boneless. If you cook them on the bone, which I do this regularly at home, they're going to take longer to cook. But this is a speedy one, so we're trying to kind of rush it through. But it's absolutely fine. With the skin on, it's just going to go soft and soggy, and you know, you're probably better off. You can seal it off with the skin and then take it off if you want to. You're making a bit of work for yourself. So,
you would think what? No skin?
Yeah, I would think so, because I mean, this is a delicious kind of like comfort food. It's its best with a big bowl of mash. I don't think it gets better than that. So when you browned off your chicken, put that, say, into a little casserole pot or a skillet pan is perfect. Then slice some button mushrooms. You can just cut them in half and just leave the little kind of stalks on them. Just give them a wipe. Pancetta or some smoked bacon is gorgeous. The little lardons, fry that off too. A little bit of onion and garlic, and that all goes into the skillet pan. And you can get a little bit of colour for about 2 or 3 minutes. And that's the same pan, that you browned off your chicken. I should have said that.
Yeah.
So when your chicken's browned, put it onto a plate and then put your mushrooms, your lardons, your little bit of onion and garlic, fry that off. Now we're going to put in some red wine, 150 ml of red wine, your favourite. And
should you go French, because it's a French dish?
Well, why not? I know you love your Italians, but
I do, I kind of think with a French dish, it'd probably be no harm. I don't know if I'm putting in the Côte de Bon Village, but you're putting
I don't think so. Or a Chatting of the Pope.
Chatting up the Pope. You don't want to be drinking that in the dinner. No, I agree. But anyway, sorry.
Tip with about 150 mils.
Your tip was always if it's not good enough to drink, you don't put it in the food, isn't that the
That's
trick?
It, that's it. And not an expensive wine, you know, just a nice drinkable wine.
But
that
you can
enjoy,
get very decent wines without breaking the
bank.
You really can.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
As the bottle bank can attest. Say nothing.
Say no more. I'm saying nothing. Good. So, yeah, red wine and then Worcester sauce. This is really important. I think we spoke about this many times with mince, and if you're making a gravy for beef, Worcester sauce, about 2 teaspoonfuls of that. A little bit of fresh thyme. So that's all in the pan, your sauce. Then put back in your chicken. Literally put the lid on this, and this should cook probably in about 20 to 25 minutes. Now, if they're boneless, they'll cook faster, and if the bone is in, it could take up in half an hour. No need for this to go into the oven, but it can if you're stuck for a little bit of time, you're working or whatever, which most people are at home. So if you put it into the oven about 160, and it'll take about 45 minutes, it shouldn't take longer than that. Just cook it kind of nice and not too high and not too slow. And this could be actually a recipe you could do in the slow cooker. A lot of people have been asking me, like, over the while, you know, but slow cookers, so it'll take a little bit longer than that. But it's served with a big bowl of mash, some peas if you like. You have your mushrooms, you have your onions in there. So would I serve any vegetables? You like broccoli, I like broccoli, so whatever, it would work really well. But the mash
thing
is gorgeous.
I think the mash, well, for me, because there's so much going on in the cock-a-van with the mash, I'd feel we'd have enough. Do you know that you'd have enough?
I agree.
You don't need to be going to any other sort of bother. And what are we drinking? Come here.
It is Lent, and we don't want to overindulge, isn't that right?
No, we don't want to overdo the vegetables as it's Lent. What are you giving up? Vegetables. I don't think so.
I think people are giving up enough. I mean, like, it's
well, that's my
time.
Thing as well. I was saying to you before, but take up something, don't give up something. Because I think we've all kind of suffered through this long enough. And I think we need something to kind of keep us going. Like a cock-a-van, for example.
Yeah. And I was thinking, you know, this week will we do a little treat? And I said, why not? We'll just do a very simple raspberry and lemon curd sponge.
Oh, very nice.
Which is just simple. It's a bit of bacon.
Now, is this part of honestly, is this... I'll give your dinners a go, and I'm always petrified of trying a dessert. Is this something that a fella like me could have a go at, or is it... Is it dangerous?
It's not dangerous.
No, it's dangerous for me to be let at it, I mean.
Ah, no, nothing's dangerous for you. Don't worry about that. Only the wine cellar.
Okay, okay, what have you got?
Bacon is kind of like, it's you just have to measure things. And I mean, like
it's vital, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it is, to be honest with you. But what I'm trying to say is that this is a great for homeschooling for kids. So this could be a lovely little treat for them. They can make this recipe into cupcakes. I'm not. I'm doing a large kind of a sponge, so I am.
All right.
So what we do is 5 ounces of caster sugar, regular caster sugar, and you just literally soften that up. So you do, okay, so you beat that, whisk that with some eggs. So 5 eggs, equal quantities. I have caster sugar and eggs. You beat that until it's light and fluffy. We say until it holds the figure of eight. That's what my mother used to do. And then very carefully, if you put in a little bit of vanilla extract and sieve in 6 ounces of self-raising flour. So that's your raisin agent. Before you do all that, have everything weighed out and measured and all that, bring your eggs to room temperature. Oven 180 degrees, and that's a fan oven, okay?
Yes.
Then you're going to lightly grease about, it's 2 8-inch cake tins. So this would be like a classic simple sponge, so it would be. You can put some lemon zest into it, orange zest, you can jazz it up. I have a little bit of vanilla, you could use some sugar. Vanilla extract is better than vanilla essence, to be honest with you. It's actually a more natural product. It's just a more natural, the way it's made. We get it from a company, actually we're buying vanilla off this company in London for 20 years and I've only met this lady once.
Really?
And for your listeners, it's called Vanilla Bazaar. And it's not just
Vanilla Bazaar.
Yeah, I know. Vanilla Bazaar, genuinely.
That sounds like a very strange sort of an evening.
Yeah, well, but you know what? They're great products and great price and the quality, and they will deliver, you know, to people cooking at home or my cook
who's good
or the restaurant. So, yeah, just if anyone's into bacon, I know your listeners, obviously, yeah, they're a very good company. And 20 years, as I said, their products are excellent and the price is very, very fair.
Oh, that's good.
So,
okay.
Marty. Okay, so you've whisked your eggs, your sugar, and then you're going to just literally fold in. So what you're doing is you're getting the eggs and the sugar until it's like lightly whipped cream. That's exactly, holds the figure of eight, is what my mother used to say.
That's clever.
So sieve in the flour. Yes. With the cake tins, if you brush them with a little bit of melted butter and line them with a bit of parchment paper, which is non-stick silicone paper, and divide the cake, kind of the sponge batter between the two cake tins. Bake this for about 15 minutes, okay, until it's kind of like springy but soft to the touch, golden brown. And if it's brown and too much, turn it down to 170, excuse me. So we start off at 180. So that's done. You turn them out of the onto a wire rack to cool. That's really important because we can't put the lemon curd. Just get a jar of lemon curd. I'm not going to give you a recipe. You can just buy some really nice, good quality lemon curd in the supermarket. Or you can have some whipped cream. Nothing wrong with that. And if you're doing a whipped cream, what I would do is whip the cream, a little touch of ice and sugar, about a 2 teaspoonfuls, and a little bit of lemon zest or orange zest, and a touch of vanilla. So it's called a creme chantilly. So we're keeping that French theme going through.
Sounds
rather posh.
It sounds very posh.
Okay, so you have your two little kind of like sponges. You're going to spread over the lemon curd or whipped cream, whichever you prefer, and then some lovely fresh raspberries. You can just pick them up like when you're shopping. Raspberries, lemon, sponge, it's a great combination. It really
is.
It's lovely and delicious. With a cup of tea, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Now, this will keep, you know, for a day or two. It's probably better eaten nice and fresh, and you can do it into cupcakes. They'll obviously take less time to cook, you know, in the little kind of...
Sponge cakes,
the muffin tins, that's exactly
That's right.
If you want it for the kids. So it's a very simple and lovely...
It's a lovely idea. And you see, with the children now starting to go back to school, get them to do this now. Not the trick.
I love it.
Yeah.
A treat for them.
A treat,
because,
indeed.
By God, the wee pets, they've been through the mill, haven't they?
Oh, haven't they just? Haven't they just?
Yeah.
Now, this is lovely. I love this raspberry and lemon curd sponge. I think it's a gorgeous idea. That's good. I might actually give that a go.
Really?
I might. I've never made a dessert. I've taken dessert served them on the table, but I've never made one like you were talking. This could be a disaster. Maybe I'll do the Cock of Vance.
No, it won't be a disaster.
Maybe
you're
I'll do
very hard on yourself.
I am. I'm very honest. Speedy Cock of Vance, anyway, the first one, and then the raspberry and lemon curd sponge, which sounds very, very nice indeed. My mother used to love a sponge. That was a big thing in the house.
Did she?
We'll have a sponge. And she'd be making it. Oh, it was lovely. lovely. Always a special treat. Special treat.
When you think of it, Marty, it's very simple ingredients, lovely fresh eggs, a little bit of some sugar and also some flour. So they're your three main ingredients. You don't have to do the lemon curd. Not everyone will like it. A little bit of whipped cream, or you can just have the sponge with a little drizzle of chocolate and some berries. And it's gorgeous. And it's I suppose, bacon from scratch. I think that's really important.
Well, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And of course, the whole idea of bacon now is so popular with people. So popular because
of the
telly. So it'll be your next trick, I suppose. Now, I'm just thinking, what do I have on there? I don't know why, when you mentioned lemon curd, I kept on thinking of Yellow Bird, because it rhymes with it. Remember that song? Yellow bird, a pie and banana tree.
Same colour.
Yellow bird, a pie and banana tree. I think that's what we need. Nevin, it's been a joy as always. God bless you.
We'll chat to you next week.
You bet your life. Please God. Take care. Thank you.